I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dallas Truck World has over 800 pre-owned trucks, SUVs, and cars to choose from. All come with a 7-day return policy for peace of mind. Shopping, go to dallastruckworld.com.
This Jaws? What is this?
Jaws?
Yeah.
Well, apparently you haven't looked at your calendar today.
Oh, gosh.
It is Friday the 13th. What's going to happen? Something bad's going to happen
today. I'll tell you what bad is going to happen. I'm getting dragged to the movie theater tonight.
Oh, what are you going to see? Are you seeing the Door movie?
Nope.
Blinded by the Light.
Nope. Why is that bad? You don't like going to the movies.
Not to watch this. I mean, I guess this I might be able to deal with.
Okay.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, chick flick.
Wait, no. Are you going to see It too?
Heck no.
Oh, man. I'm going to see that by myself tomorrow.
Really? Come on, guys.
What chick flick is out?
The Goldfinch?
What's that?
What?
That's this new movie that's supposed to be really artsy.
I
and
just love
based
you
on a book.
Say that with your speech impediment.
Shut up.
Hustlers. Oh my God, you go to the J-Lo movie.
Hustlers.
Oh my God.
I told you. When I tell you that she's obsessed with Jennifer Lopez,
there's a movie out right now?
Roy.
What are you talking about?
Cardi B had to teach her how to strip.
Yeah, it's
you
a stripper
seen
movie.
Any promotions of J-Lo's stripper movie?
Not a single one.
Are you watching regular television?
Yeah.
What?
I think so.
Yeah. No,
she has a movie out right now.
Roy watches Nick Jr.
Okay, no, that's not true.
He's got the kid every day.
It's not true. We're on Netflix. We're watching Octonauts right now.
Oh,
yeah,
good one.
She wants to go see this movie.
Wow.
All right, now it's got a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Very well received.
Rated
by the audience.
R.
Yeah, it is where you are. Wait. This is good for you. Why are you turning this on Amanda like, I'm going to go see the J-Lo movie? This is for your job right here. Jennifer Lopez, rumor is she will perform the Super Bowl halftime show. So as a broadcaster, you're going to see this movie to see if she can do it.
I got to be honest. This is not a loss for you. You're going to see.
Yeah.
There's going to be tons of nudity in this film. I mean, and it's J-Lo stripping on a pole. I mean, what?
Yeah, but have you ever... sat next to your girl with nudity on television, you have to put up a front. You have to put up a little bit of an act.
You got
to
cross your legs a little bit.
Yeah, because then she looks on over at you like, you like that? Is that? Oh, is she hotter than me? Oh, what do you stare at? You can get this at home. Yeah. You know, so you can't oogle and drop your jaw to the ground in this type of situation.
Normally, no, but with J-Lo, I think you can. Like, J-Lo's on that level, right? Especially if she's in love with her as much as you say. She knows.
You got to sit there and like.
Nobody likes J-Lo's music that much.
In a topless scene, you got to be like, God, those are sick.
Fake. Look at that.
Fake.
Look at that. It's
like that's a Friday. That's how they dance at the club.
Let's see her after two kids.
It's like a fried egg hanging off a nail.
Let's see her after two kids. I think J-Lo has popped out more than two, maybe. Yeah, Ben and Skin yesterday were going through J-Lo's Spotify to find out the last relevant song. It was sad.
04?
It was real bad.
Tried to tell you, it was like, my love don't cost a thing.
Who was that? Was that Ja Rule?
Wait, Waiting for Tonight,
They just kept going, wait. Every single time. What'd you say, Troy?
Waiting for Tonight? Wasn't that 2002?
Is it bad? How bad is it if you Uber to a movie theater?
Yeah, you got problems.
Right?
Yeah.
They have drinking theaters now.
I was about to say, it depends on what theater you're going to. If you're going to one of these theaters with a bar, you might want to take an Uber.
Right.
Yeah, my wife and I.
Well, why would you Uber to a movie theater without a bar?
Yeah, my wife and I, we went to see The Last Mission Impossible at a Alamo Draft House. I barely remember Tom Cruise was in the movie.
But, how much are you drinking during the movie? Obviously, you're going beforehand, right? Like, during a movie, you're not,
That's a good point.
Pounding the beer.
Yeah, you are.
How many times can you leave a movie while it's going on to go to the bar?
Well, you hit the button, right? You hit the button.
Twice.
The button? Whoa! No, hold on. I don't think that's a general movie theater. What button are you talking about? Pretty standard movie theater fare now.
Yeah, like I mentioned, Alamo Draft House or Studio Movie Girl or some of these dine-in movie theaters, you hit a little service button. Someone shows up. Wow, can I help you?
I guess I haven't experienced.
You gotta move to the burbs, man.
I haven't experienced that mesquite.
How long have you been to the movies?
There you go.
I need to go to Jerry's dine-in theater. Oh, which one is it? Is it the? It's an Uptown.
Oh, the Majestic. Not the Majestic.
It's by. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Do you not have volume control on any of your devices?
I do have
it. Your computer comes on and pops up a sound. Your phone pops up a sound.
Well, I turn it on for the alarm at night and then like phone calls in the afternoon.
Breaking news, the sun's up.
I need to know if you are sending me a text about someone, you know, relative to the show. We have a great guest coming up here at 8:20 this morning.
I'm quite certain that I keep my phone on too.
And by the way, the theater, I think it's Cinopolis.
Cinopolis. I call it Cinepolis.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's get Cinepolis. To the stalker in Nick Saban. This is detail. This is leaving no stone unturned. This is RJ's dating life.
This is borderline illegal.
This is awesome.
I'm not referring to that. Just this is a Nick Saban thing. So Nick Saban is a little bit perturbed about students leaving games early. Okay? He has had this opinion dating back a year, 2 years now. So Nick Saban is getting on students for not showing up for an 11 a.m. game. He's getting on students for leaving games a little bit early.
Yeah, he gets mad at them that they want to go to the next frat party when they're up 73-3 on UNT.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who they're playing. All right, he does not want you to leave the game early to do anything. And this brings us to the latest, where he got on kids for leaving a game early against New Mexico State. Are they willing to do whatever it will take to be number one? You have to ask them that. I don't know the answer. So Alabama has this app that they use for, you know, allowing kids to get in the games. They use the app. You get points. You get points for finishing class. You get points for doing this and that. And at the end of the year, you know, you get something out of it, right? So
yeah, you get a chance to go to the SEC championship. Yeah. Or you get a better chance to go to, like, the bowl game.
It's a Tide loyalty points program. So you get 100 points for attending a home game, 250 for staying until the fourth quarter, right? An additional 250. And then you get other stuff. So they're using this, and now they're tracking which students leave the games early.
Oh, my God.
This is phenomenal.
How do they track you? Like, how do they
use in order to use the app, you turn your GPS on. It gets access to your phone's GPS system. So they know who is leaving and who is staying. So if I was going to leave a game early, what you got to do is you got to draw straws. Somebody has to stay, and you hand all your phones to that one person. So that one person's carrying like 10 phones back with them. That's what you would have to do, right?
Yeah, you've already thought of the way around it.
Of course I. This is me. Who are you talking about?
I told you it's just dating life. How the heck did you come up with that solution like that?
Well, why not, right?
So Saban is noticing if you leave the game early and then your rating goes down so you don't get the bowl game tickets or the SEC championship, you move down the list. That is a psycho.
It is. The network servers were overwhelmed with the first rollout of this. Where more than half the student body left, which means people weren't able to open their apps. That led to long lines at the kiosks.
That's amazing.
Where they had to take all kinds of different photos because they had to post to prove they were there. This is a crazy thing.
Aaron Rodgers, every time this guy talks, it sounds like whining. Every time he speaks, it sounds like he's complaining and crying about something. Aaron Rodgers wants fans to stop doing the wave when the Packers are on offense. Demands that Packer fans stop doing the wave during home games, which I guarantee will get crazy support on the Autoflex Easing Fan Text, 877-881-1053.
I will support this. Nothing bothers me more going out to Globe Life and seeing fans do the wave when the Rangers are hitting. Right? Like, you got enough to worry about with a pitch coming in 90 miles an hour, 98 miles an hour. You don't need to see somebody in right and left center bleachers doing the wave as it rolls around.
Don't you guys remember? Let me take you back to your innocence and your youth. Don't you remember? And I'm sure Roy, this is right down his alley. the first time you were involved in the wave as a kid or you watched it, wasn't it really cool?
It was cool.
Wasn't it awesome?
Ooh, what a good thrill.
It was a thrill. The timing, you were a part of something. It shows the crowd in unison. You're all there together collectively. Now I get it. Maybe it knocks you for being a sports fan if you're supposed to be paying attention to the game of the Packers on offense. By the way, Kevin Turner with Daryl Moose Johnston on his flight right now on the way to Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to the Packers game.
He's got Moose on his flight.
Yeah, Moose on his flight. But I would think that more people, you shouldn't be doing the wave while your team is on offense. I want to knock Aaron Rodgers, but I got to support him on this one.
I'm with him. You know, when the team's on offense, don't do the wave. And if you're the wave should be done when Alabama is playing New Mexico State in the fourth quarter. That's what the wave should be done.
Yeah.
In the middle of an NFL game, in a close game, what are you doing the wave for?
All right, let's get to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. What's Tom? He refuses to tolerate sweaty butts.
He does refuse to tolerate sweaty butts. So Tom Brady has this sort of, I don't want to call it a fetish. It's an anti-fetish.
Yeah, he hates Swamp A.
He hates sweat and Swamp A so much that what he does to his centers so he doesn't have to touch sweat is he shoves towels down their pants to the point where his offensive linemen have said, it feels like I'm wearing a diaper.
Two offensive linemen confirm this.
This is crazy. Now, we've heard stories about O-linemen and centers having to relieve themselves throughout the course of the game, both sides, to where the quarterback had to do the rest of the game in the shotgun for obvious reasons.
Can't moisten up their fingers anymore after that.
And now, like this, like I can only imagine, it didn't dawn on me, how nasty a quarterback's hands must be at the end of a September football game when it's hot. Tom Brady's playing this weekend in Miami. It's going to be warm in Miami. That center's going to sweat. His backside is going to sweat.
But he's tucking the towel in the back of their pants?
Yeah. Inside the back of their pants. Like
don't quarterbacks wear towels in the front, too?
Yeah, quarterbacks wear towels in the front.
So dry your hands like that.
Well, I know, but like the backside of his hand, he like if he puts his hand down there, he's going to get sweat on his hand.
Yeah, the sweat isn't coming from his hand. The sweat's coming from the undercarriage of the lineman, and that's dripping down. So he's putting a placeholder in between that area.
I wonder if there's ever been a germaphobe quarterback.
I think we just found one. He hates strawberries and sweat.
You only go to shotgun, like the Howie Mandel of quarterbacks.
Maybe that's why schools and teams now use the shotgun exclusively, because you can't put your hands that close to another man's, you know, and in these times.
All right, Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy here on DFW Sports Station, 877-881-1053. On the fan text.
Yeah, what about how Aikman used to lick his hands from the 972?
Steve Nash licking his fingers. Imagine the amount of germs Steve Nash put in his mouth.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. I don't want to think about it.
From the 940, Trent Dilfer told the story of him in his playing days where he stuck his hands into a guy's backside.
Did you see the Trent Dilfer story? Yeah. Trent joined us this week. I love Trent Dilfer, but I didn't know he had this type of ego. Well, maybe shoot for it. In his negotiations with ESPN before he was let go, he asked them for a private plane. He's like, Kirk Herbstreit has a private plane. Why can't I have a private plane?
Well, Kirk Herbstreit goes from...
Yeah.
Kirk Herbstreit does the Home Depot or whatever college game day, and he has to travel from college game day, which ends at 11 o'clock, to the next game that he has to do for the night game that day. He kind of can't sit there and wait on American or Southwest or any airline to have a delay. He needs to get there.
Yeah.
Fowler ain't doing that game by himself.
Man, I wish this had come out before Trent came on. Maybe we'll have to get him back on.
From the 972, your support of the wave, Sean. My son and I did the wave at the Rangers game a month or so ago. It was his first time, and the joy he had made both of us love it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Only you guys and Tank Lawrence will put the hate on this, ruining kids' dreams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.